Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You can always enjoy Sonia. You can head over to her website, soniaschmidt.com. Soniaschmidt.com. Come on, I'm trying to make it as easy as I can for you. Okay, not that hard. Soniaschmidt.com. I mean, I always appreciate what she writes and what she puts up there. Her clips, her show. Man, she's got some pretty fun. If you Google her, look her up on YouTube and Google her. She's got some pretty funny stuff out there. You know, and, you know, a lot of us, I'm not one of those kind. Tammy will tell you I pretty much stand alone. I don't care if people tell me I'm great or terrible or whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me. I figure I'm going to put out the truth, and what you guys do with it is up to you. I mean, not my business, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, sometimes you guys, I see the phones light up, and then I don't get to them. I apologize. Especially when I have a guest on, I don't get to them. I apologize. I'm trying. I do the best I can do with what I got. David Sussman's going to join us after the break. You know, he is usually the guest host or a guest host on the show. Want to get his take on what's going on, what he sees for 2021, what he sees possibly happening next week. And, you know, frankly, again, David lives in California like I do, although a lot of us are looking for opportunities in other areas. But, you know, what's the outlook for California? Can't keep it up. I mean, even if Biden gets in and bails out, you know, California, New York, and what have you, it's like anything else. If you don't change the way you do things, you're going to be in a world where they're going to be right back at it again. We are 100. The state of California is $180 billion, with a B. $180 billion in debt with its pension funds. And revenue is decreasing, not increasing. So how are they going to take care of that? How are they going to deal with that? Hoping that Biden gets reelected or somebody on their side gets reelected and they'll bail them out. Remember, it's still tax money. It's still our money in the way you cut it. And if you keep flushing it, we can't keep it coming. It doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So, you know, I was talking the other night about the Vox had an article about don't buy all the hype. That what's happening right now when it comes to violence in these cities are, they're not Democrat-run cities. That the same violence is going on in Republican-run cities. That's not true. And you can't find any, you know, they're always looking for proof. There's no proof to back up what they're saying. Absolutely none. I should have grabbed the report. I didn't. My fault. But earlier today, I was reading an article that said that Chicago closed out the year, ready for this one, 760-some-odd homicides. Now, last I checked, Chicago's run by Democrats. Unless somebody wants to tell me something different or show me something different. When you looked at 51 major cities and looked at their murder data, Murder was up. Murder. Just murder. 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 Murder was up 35%+ from 2019. 35. Not 3.5. Not 0.5. Not 0.35. 35%+. Right? Now, Vox says that big cities tend to overstate crime because they get more money from the federal government that way. So they lie. So he's admitting that the big cities lie to begin with. Don't you love it? I mean, you look at, Washington. Right? They had a nominal increase from 150 killed to 179 killed. Remember, de Blasio just said, he just come on and spoke on the fact that New York is one of the safer cities, and it's so much safer than it's ever been. Now, I don't know what drugs these people do, but they've got to be really, 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 really good. Because, frankly, let me see, what's the number here? New York. New York went from 295 to 405. 295 in 19 to 405 in 20. And Philadelphia went from 300 to 422 in 20. And that was as of the end of November. So we know the number's higher. Chicago, double. Listen, they were, I just told you, 700 and some odd they ended up the year with. Now this number from, I think it was like 740 something, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was 740 something, right? So there was 692 mid November. So people get shot there every weekend, and yet somehow it's the gun's fault, it's the Republicans' fault, it's everybody's fault but the Democrats. This is the stuff that's making me cry. Baltimore doubled its numbers almost. You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Portland, I don't believe they're reporting the real numbers. They said they went from 32 to 46. Yeah, sure, okay, whatever you say. And Portland, what a kickoff for the year we had with them, huh? Weren't they great? They started it off with a riot. But I'm sure that had something to do with Republicans and Republicans not, coming up with the money that they need. I'm sure there's something. I can't get that stupid to figure it out. That's the only way I can put it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dave Sussman joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And stop drinking. We're going to be fine. I promise.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Happy, happy 2021. And listen, it's going to be what we make it. That's kind of where my mind's at. You know who I want to come in next week. You know who I want to be sworn in on the 20th. But again, you know, if you think about it, our founding fathers were in worse shape than we are. So anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me just bring him on because I enjoy having him on with me so much. Dave Sussman joins me. You know who he is. He guest hosts the show from time to time. He is the host himself of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. And you're there at the bar. Wait a minute. You got an open bar? How did you pull that off?
Well, you know, you drink enough McCallum 18 on New Year's Eve, Joe, and you just never leave the bar. That's the problem.
You were the guy they were talking about. All right,
I was him. Happy New Year, Joe. Happy New Year to all your great listeners across the fruited plain.
Well, yes, and it will be a happy new year. One way or the other, we will make it work, I'm sure. Anyway, so how did your 2020 end up, David?
You know what? I think I'm sure you've spoken about this. None of us are unhappy to see 2020 go away. But I want to draw a distinction between the negativity that we've had over 2020. And I'm gonna play devil's advocate here and say 2020 was actually a great year, minus the election fraud, minus the Rona. It was a good year, and I'll tell you why. You want a quick list?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You go for it, whatever you want.
Okay. The Abraham Accords. We yes. spent 50 years trying to cement peace in the Middle East. Along comes Trump, and you've now got four countries sitting down with Israel. And, you know, what are they going to go back to, the Iran deal with Biden here, with Lurch? Right? John Kerry? And they're going to turn it back? But you got the Abraham Accords. We got now people working from home. This was supposed to not happen for 10 years. We're now going to be masters of our own domain. So many more people are going to start consulting and doing their own businesses because they're now comfortable working from home. The media, people have, they've been exposed. They've been absolutely exposed. The level of distrust in our media is now ubiquitous, and everybody knows the media has lied, and we've seen it for the past year. We've had teachers' unions exposed. We've had radical left-wing ballot initiatives defeated in very deep blue states. We've had, with the Rona, Operation Warp Speed. Remember everybody laughed at Donald Trump saying that he wasn't going to be able to get the virus, the vaccine before the end of the year? And we've got three? Okay? So, you know, we're going back to space. I mean, there's so many positive things that occurred in 2020. And if you watch the mainstream media that nobody trusts anymore, Joe, you wouldn't have heard about almost none of that.
That's right.
If those were good things.
No, listen. You bring up some really great points, and you're right. If 2020 didn't do anything else because of Donald Trump and 2020, we've exposed the hypocrisy of the left. We've shown how much they really hate this country and love power, and what they're willing to do. And you know, I said this earlier. You'll probably either giggle or get mad at me, but I said if you did not know, if you just figured out that Mitch McConnell was not for the American people, that he was not for Trump, then you were taking the wrong medication for the last 4 years. He had absolutely no love for country, no love for us, but he just wanted to maintain in that position. Look, he kept his mouth shut because he was worried about his election.
Yeah, well. You know? I think when we take a look back at the election, there's a lot of things that Trump should have done, could have done, you know, maybe he shouldn't have done, right? And we're going to look back at the election. I still believe that he did everything almost right. He should have shut up a few more times to bring in the moderate vote, and that definitely impacted him. But I know we're going to talk about this, but what's going to be happening with, you know, the certification with Pence and everything else? I think we are going to see the fraud. I think it's going to be discussed. I don't know if it's going to make any difference.
Yeah, and in this, you know, this I don't even know what you want to call it, what Louis Gohmert did in, putting it. I think that was just a ruse of some kind just to make it look like they were trying to force. How do you file suit against somebody to follow the law? Isn't that kind of like, don't we want people to break the law first and then bring them to justice? Do we presuppose that they're going to break the law and then we file a lawsuit against them? That's not how it should work.
Yeah, well, the problem is that I don't think Louis Gohmert understands the law that he's suing on. That's the problem here. And, you know, the right-wing echo chamber on Twitter and Parler and some of the other sites, everybody's saying, you know, that next week, the 6th of January, this is when, you know, everything is going to be unveiled. Trump is still saying that as well. And yes, there are 140 in the last report, Republicans, including a Senator Hawley, Josh Hawley, and then, you know, House of Representatives, they're going to expose this by contesting it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to change anything. and the media are not going to be carrying their message live.
No, you're right.
That anybody that's going to watch this thing, because they get each representative, I don't know if anybody knows this, each representative by contesting the electoral results before Pence doesn't have any redress on this. Okay? Do we have time before the commercial? Because I want to go into this. There's a lot.
You've got about 2 minutes. If you want to hang, you want to start it, then finish it. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea that Vice President Pence is going to open the certificates and then vote to be counted. The fact is that there is a word in the Constitution that talks about shall open the certificates and the votes shall then be counted. Shall is mandatory. There is no discretion. It doesn't say it's at Vice President Pence's discretion, or any vice president, Gore, whoever it may be, discretion to determine whether those votes should be counted. He shall open the certificates. It's basically just, you know, it's almost just carrying the message from one party to another party. He doesn't have anything involved in this. So by Louis Gohmert filing a lawsuit against Pence, you know, he sued Pence in to expand the vice president's role in rejecting the votes because he doesn't have a role to reject the votes. And Pence was right. He was like, he said, I think he went to a federal judge. He said, reject this thing. You know, I'm not the proper defendant here. Okay. The relief should be sought in the House and the Senate. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm basically carrying the baton from one runner to the other.
Yeah.
Let's
hit more of that on the other side of the break. And Joe Messina, your host. Dave Sussman's with us, you know, host of the Dave Sussman Show, Whiskey Politics. Don't go far. A lot more on this after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. For the first time in his presidency, Congress has overturned a bill vetoed by President Donald Trump.
Seeing none on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objection to the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
Senator Josh Hawley on the floor of the Senate this New Year's Day. The President vetoed the $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act over his objections. It gives U.S. troops a 3% pay raise and guides defense policy. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. You know, sign up for the email blast. It's not a big deal. Just give me your name. I send one out once a week. The last week or two, I forgot. I just totally forgot with everything going on. But other than that, if you want to be notified by text message, you can always text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. The whole show, all the hours of the show today are going to be about just coming into 2021 and what are we doing and what's your expectation and what do you want to see happen? And frankly, what are you willing to fight for? That's the other thing I'd love to know because, you know, we've got all these rabid Facebook warriors. You're all over Facebook. You're slapping people around, letting them know what the truth is. Maybe you should push away from the keyboard. All right? I mean, you need to do more than just get people on Facebook because I would really love to know from some of you. All those hours that you spend on that keyboard, all those hours you go pounding away at people, how many people on that Facebook page have popped up and go, you know what? Joe, you're right. I'm going to switch my whole way of thinking. I'm going to become a Republican, or I'm going to become a this or that, or I'm not voting for... You, it almost never happens. You are wasting your time. Get out there, make a difference. Help a local person that you can trust, that you know, get elected. Make a difference locally because they're the ones that move on into state and federal politics. Well, let me bring on a guy that I have a lot of faith in because I know he spent, like, some of these guys get on just to make noise so they can hear themselves speak. But Dave Sussman takes the time to do the work, to know what he's talking about. A lot of people don't. They just hop on these microphones. I've been sitting around listening to some of these guys talk about what's supposed to go down with Pence and stuff, Dave, and I go, wait a minute. Have you even cracked the Constitution? Do you even have a clue as to what the Constitution says about this? And a lot of these guys don't. They're just spewing what they hear on some of the other stations. That's dangerous, in my mind anyway.
Yeah, it is. I think there's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of conservatives on the 6th of January. Because if you only live in the far right reaches of social media, it sounds like, you know, the reckoning is happening for the Democrats, against the Democrats on the 6th. Trump is still perpetuating the idea that all of this fraud is going to be unveiled. And while it may be, Right? I mean, it goes back to what we were just saying in the last segment. Vice President Pence must open the certificates and the votes must be counted, okay? But the problem is that even if, and it looks like 140-plus representatives right now are going to be fighting the certification based upon grounds of, well, essentially voter fraud, that the Congress allows representatives who can challenge or who choose to challenge the Electoral College vote, they are allowed to have, they are granted 2 hours each member to debate, to explain the reason why they're contesting it. So this may go well beyond January the 6th, Joe. We may not have a result. The question is, this goes back to my earlier point, will the American public know about this? If a tree falls in the forest and CNN doesn't report it, do you know about that tree? And so the level of uneducated Americans will continue through this process. And ultimately, when it's all said and done, they're going to go ahead and give the election to Biden.
Yeah, I need to, again, work through this as well, because I agree with what you said and with the term shall being used, but my understanding, and I don't have it up in front of me, I had a great article up on this earlier this week I spoke about that actually called out how it's supposed to play out. You've got dual electors in some of these states, and Pence has got the sole discretion to decide which one to accept and which ones to reject. Now, I don't know how he makes that happen. I don't know if this is an appeal at that point. That's one of the things that I can't seem to get an answer to and or find. If somebody feels that Pence broke the law or acted against the Constitution, can they take it to the Supreme Court, or is he the ultimate say? We're in an area here that we haven't been in a while.
This goes back to your point you raised in the last segment regarding Congressman Louis Gohmert, right?
Yep.
He's trying to change that. He sued Vice President Pence in an effort to expand the VP's role in rejecting the votes. Because, again, shall means that he will accept the certified votes. Okay? So what Pence is doing is he's like, hey, guys, I'm just carrying the baton here. That's my role in this. I'm not going to be the arbiter of what is right and what is wrong. And he asked a federal judge to reject the case, basically stating, I'm not the guy they should be suing. You know, if they want relief, if Louis Gohmert wants relief, that should be sought in the House and the Senate. So now here's the interesting thing. The swing states, your Georgias, your Michigans, your Pennsylvanias, this is really interesting. In nearly all, if not all, the GOP representatives from Pennsylvania have stood up and stated that they are going to be objecting. So what does that mean for the state of Pennsylvania? This has never been done before, Joe. We've never seen this before in an election.
I agree. We've never seen this kind of fraud take place in an election. Well, excuse me. We've never caught this kind of fraud taking place.
I
had to fix myself there. All right, so real quick, because I know we don't have a whole bunch of time with you, but let's move on to 2021 from a financial standpoint. Looks like what with Biden? Looks like what with Trump?
Well, I think we have to assume Biden at this point, okay? I'll be as happy as anybody else if there is some significant tectonic shift that takes place over the next week. Okay, let's put that to the side. Vice President Biden is going to be raising taxes for small businesses, medium businesses, larger business corporations, people making money. If you are not making that much money, but you work for a small business, you're still going to be paying. We're all going to be paying for higher taxes through higher costs, costs of goods sold, retail costs. Everything is going to be going through the roof. Second issue, I just read something recently that if you own a small business, your chances of being audited have now gone up 50% because they've just increased, or Biden and the IRS are saying that they're going to be auditing 50% more small businesses.
Whoa.
So the Rona if the Rona didn't kill you, if it didn't kill your small business and you're not bankrupt yet, and you somehow managed to survive 2020 with very little income because your local government shut you down, now you're going to have to face likely an audit. This is beyond. It is beyond comprehension to me. It's almost as if they don't want free markets and free enterprise. Imagine that.
Any crystal ball thoughts on how long Biden stays in as president?
I don't know. I mean, is the over-under about a year at this point? What do you think?
Well, listen, I used to think 8 months, 9 months max.
Yeah.
And then he would say, you know, my health, I got a problem, and, you know that kind of thing. But I got to tell you something. If you've been paying attention to CNN, MSNBC, and those whacktoid news outlets, what you're seeing now is they're actually fringing around Joe Biden and the Biden family issues with Ukraine and China and what have you.
Why do you think that is, Joe?
Well,
why are you suddenly so interested in that post-election?
Because I think what's going to happen is Joe Biden's going to get sworn in, and about 3 or 4 weeks later, he's going to say, they're going to come to him, they're going to say, look, resign, tell everybody it's for the good of the country, that these investigations are getting in the way of you doing your job. President Harris will go ahead and she will absolve you and the rest of the family and the dogs in the family and everybody else, and you'll be able to move on and live happily in your basement for the rest of your life. I see something like that going down. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think this whole thing
was
all a ruse to get Kamala Harris in.
The worst person they had in the primaries, coming dead last as a a woman of color.
Right.
And she couldn't get any love even from her home state. So you know that there's another group behind us. For people not to believe that this is all set up and that there's another power group behind her, you're living in fantasy land at Disney back in the 70s.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I think when it's all said and done, you're going to have a President Harris.
All right, Dave, where do they catch you? Where do they get your writings and your show?
Whiskey Politics, find me at davesussman.com.
And bring your own whiskey. Dave, always love it, man. Thanks for being with me. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year to you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Yep. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You got me for another hour and change. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Good Show, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, some of you who I've been watching you up in the chat room and other places talking about the last conversation we had about Pence unilaterally deciding whether or not to accept the Electoral College votes or not. It's really, you know, some of this stuff is not that easy. It's not that black and white clear cut. Now, Dave was right in the sense that it says shall, he shall open, he shall count, he shall announce. But there's also a provision in there that if a senator or you know, Congress, a congressperson, decide that a state's electoral results are in question and you know, raises a dispute, if you would, then what happens is the counting stops at that point in time. I'm giving you the procedural process, okay? Or the process. It stops. The House adjourns to, members of the House adjourn to their rooms. The Senate adjourn to their room. or chamber, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. It's a room. Right? They have 2 hours to debate the matter. I'm just giving you the way it's laid out. I'm reading you right from the law. They can debate the matter for up to 2 hours. That's per state. Whatever state's called a question. And then they vote on whether to reject or accept that slate of electors. Okay? Now, I don't know what happens if there's a tie, Senate as opposed to the House. If the House votes to reject and the Senate votes to accept, who breaks that? Is it the VP? Now, you know this is, you already know this is going to happen. They've already said it's going to happen. You already, people have signed up, so you know what's going to happen. And especially with on the Republican side and the newbies that are coming in, they've said they're going to challenge the results. Josh Hawley tweeted Wednesday that he'll join in. Tommy Tuberville said that he would join in, another senator. McConnell doesn't want it to happen. Will anybody tell me? Let me know. I got some really smart people in the chat room. Has Cruz already said he would or would not? I'd be surprised if he wouldn't, because he's been screaming about how bad it is. Right? I don't know if you guys remember the story or read the story I put up on the website about the Virginia governor trying to pass a law to put together a group, a police group, to go take guns away from people. He wanted it funded and everything. But, heck, they would never think of doing that. That's what we've been listening to for years. They're not going to do that. They've been trying to take your guns away forever, and you know why. Right? Now, I don't care about the court ruling by what Gohmert just put together because it was wrong. He had no standing in it. That's the other thing, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to adhere to it or not, you have to have standing in these cases. You can't just sit around your living room and start taking out lawsuits all over the place. God, you'd make us all crazy. You'd cost us a lot of money. I don't want the vice president, under any circumstance, to have that kind of power. Unless the Constitution specifically gives it to him or her. So the sudden uptick in the freakout about the Vice President Pence saying some magic Latin words to steal an election when the results aren't actually up in the air, this is according to Justin Leavitt, a constitutional law expert at Loyola Marymount University. Law is a dispute resolution mechanism, not a series of spells. Right? Stop worrying about all this. It's not the way it works. Nancy Pelosi... on Wednesday, she said, I have no doubt that on Wednesday, a week from today, that Joe Biden will be confirmed. Of course she would. She doesn't know what planet she's on. Will be confirmed by acceptance of the votes of the Electoral College, as the 46th president of the United States said. Right? And again, I'm not an none of us are really an expert in these areas. We've had Rick Green on to discuss. We have others, that are in this every day that understand how it works, how it rolls out. They've all been in to discuss and talk. And, man, it is going to come down to who has, I know, I got to keep it clean, right? Who has the guts to make sure that this goes properly, that it follows the law, that it does what it needs to do. Now, the next hour... One of the things I want to talk about, I'm going to be playing some clips of the total ignorance of the American populace. This is the thing that scares me the most. And when I say that, a lot of people say, you hear them on TV, they go, I have total confidence in the American people. Sorry, I don't. I do not have total confidence in the American people. I do not have total confidence in a group of people, a lot of which have no clue as to how the Constitution works, that it's the ultimate law, that you don't change it just because you feel like changing it by passing a law to change what the Constitution says. It takes a lot more than that. As you guys have known, and I've said it before, some of you are elated that how much Trump was able to do by executive order. I'm happy he was able to get things done. But you can't scream about the Democrats doing things by executive order if you do the same thing. If we're guilty of operating the same way, it's not being a person of integrity. It's not being honest about it. And you're also saying it's okay to play it to get what you want. That's all I'm saying. And that's why the Dems go, they want to go after free speech and they want to go after your guns. They want to stop you from being able to push back. And remember, the government, in their mind, the government is the ultimate be-all, end-all. There should be no other authority but the government. That's it. Not cool. And we have to keep pushing back. We can never stop pushing back on this. I just went round and round with a group of people about the, you know, the COVID issues. And I think I told you guys about this, where in San Diego, California, not just the feds, but others have been calling for an audit because the seasonal flu has disappeared. It no longer exists. Gone. Never to be seen again. How is that? How could that possibly be true? Well, it's not. We know it's not. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. All right. I don't know if this is true. I've seen it several places on the air. I mean, on websites, and decent websites. But I'm not so sure they can pull this off. Congressman-elect just tweeted out earlier that McConnell and Pelosi are actually working on a deal to foil any way of changing the results that appear to be on the 6th. Now, you can't argue the fact that McConnell's part of the swamp. Been there forever. Really not interested in the right thing happening. He just wants to move on and do whatever it is he wants to do. Sometimes he makes Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan look like choir boys, you know? Now, the guy's literally, you could consider him at this point the king of the swamp. And we helped reelect him. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we did. So, based on his actions or inactions at this point, nobody's working harder to make sure that Biden gets installed in the White House than Mitch McConnell. Now, according to Congresswoman-elect Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mitch has teamed up with Pelosi to foil any plans to object the 2020 election. So, I mean, I hope this is so blaringly obvious when it happens, or blatantly obvious, but blaring right in your face that you see it. I hope that they have recall on Mitch, if that's what he does. Ms. Taylor Greene doesn't offer any evidence. That's the bad part. I wish he would. But she does say there's rumors floating all around the Hill. Now, it's a hard question to answer whether she knows or people are feeding her the right information or not. We already know the media's not going to report on it, even if it is true. Right? But she has said again that they're working on a deal, they're working on a rules change to make sure nobody can object to the actual Electoral College certification. But here's, you know, I come back to again, if it's constitutional and we're willing to fight it, nothing can change it. Right? So are we willing to fight it? That's what it boils down to. All right, write it down. A lot of good stuff coming up in the next hour. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've got just a lot of fun stuff to do in the next hour. I don't want to beat it to death. I don't want to beat these politics to death. I want you to be able to relax the rest of the day. I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do thank you for being with me. Hey, if your station's leaving us, tell them, you know, call them, ask them right out there, pick up all the hours of the show. If not, you can catch us online at therealside.com, therealside.com, or check us over at GCN. I'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.